The suspect who led police on a chase from the south end, east along Highway 17 and north up Kukagami Lake Road is facing 20 charges in the incident. GSPS said the incident began with a 911 call about a robbery at a Riverside Drive business at around 10:30 a.m. Thursday. Information provided was that a man had driven a truck into the front of the building, attended the pharmacy inside and stole narcotics along with other items. The driver then fled the scene in the vehicle, GSPS said today. After that, police began receiving multiple calls from drivers in the south end of the city about a truck being driven aggressively and erratically, veering into oncoming traffic, striking parked and mobile vehicles, driving through a fence and hitting a building. You can see video of this here. The vehicle left the south end and was seen heading towards Coniston on Highway 17. One person was transported to hospital with minor injuries as a result of one of the collisions, police said. Due to the vehicle moving between jurisdictions, we notified the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, who provided additional support to our officers. The driver tried to ditch the B&D manufacturing pickup he was driving by stopping at a home in the area of WE 537 and trying to steal another vehicle by threatening the property owners. He was next spotted on Kukagami Lake Road. Police closed down Kukagami Lake Road at Highway 17, and blockaded exit points at Capriel and Skeed, giving the suspect few options. Given what police called the driver's erratic behavior, residents in the Kukagami Lake Road and Ashigami Road areas were advised to shelter in their homes and stay off the roads until the driver could be stopped. Throughout the incident, officers worked collaboratively with the OPP in order to ensure containment of the driver and vehicle, with the OPP providing ground support and aerial support as the OPP helicopter attended the area, GSPS said. Around 2 p.m., police were able to pinpoint more accurately the driver's location on Kukagami Lake Road, and shortly after 2:30 p.m. he surrendered to police without incident. The vehicle was located a short distance away and was cleared by members of the OPP emergency response team. The 28-year-old faces two counts of robbery, one count of dangerous driving, four counts of mischief and 13 counts of failing to remain at the scene of a collision. The man was held in custody overnight in order to attend bail court September 3. Additional charges are possible as the investigation continues. We believe that there are possibly other vehicles impacted by this incident and we encourage anyone impacted or who witnessed the incident to contact our Criminal Investigation Division at 705-675-9171, GSPS said today.